Welcome to the 209th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome, and thanks for listening. This is a special Happy Mother's Day podcast. I wasn't going to do a podcast because I just put one up less than a week ago, and I thought I'd take a break this week, and I just came back from my 8-mile morning run and said, you know what? I need to put a Mother's Day podcast up. So, happy Mother's Day, whether you're a mother of a human baby, a fur baby, maybe you're an aunt, maybe you just run a household, maybe you take care of a niece, maybe you take care of an elderly neighbor, but women function as mothers all the time. And yesterday in our nutrition class, you know, we were kind of talking about some of the ways that, you know, women have been duped over the years with regards to healthcare. You know, specifically with the advent of anti-anxiety medications in the 60s when women were entering the workforce, working outside of the home, but retaining all their other jobs as being, you know, chief cook and bottle washer, taking care of the home, buying the groceries, taking care of the kids, you know, running a household, perhaps running a family business as well as working outside the home. And the stress piled up and, you know, people had a lot on their plates, and, you know, the pharmaceutical industry's response was, well, let's just give them something to settle them down. And that was the advent of Valium, and one thing that led to another. And over the years, we've had diseases in women that were because of our frail nature, such as mitral valve prolapse, which was thought of as an hysterical condition where women had palpitations, and they could feel their heartbeat, and they would become anxious and have chest pain, and it was dubbed not really heart disease, you know, at all. Migraines associated with interatrial septal defects, meaning a small hole between the top chambers of the heart. Women were subjected to procedures to close these holes that were fraught with complications and, you know, not working. You know, I can go on and on, you know, hormonal replacement without any good reason other than to, you know, help people with menopausal, women with menopausal symptoms. So we've kind of been the brunt of the medical joke over the years, so to speak, or I guess people trying to help us, but not really looking to what the cause was. So I'm here to say Happy Mother's Day. I hope that you all have a great Sunday. Hope you get out and get some exercise in. Are you doing for yourself? If you're making somebody else a meal, make it a heart-healthy, plant-based meal. I see all these ads on TV where, you know, people are going to go out to dinner to celebrate mom. She doesn't have to cook, but yet we're going to make her a meal that's going to give her heart disease and indigestion and cause osteoporosis. So let's do something for mom that she would really like and that would really benefit her. Like a home-cooked meal that's made plant-based without oil and plenty of vegetables. I was going through a magazine that I was given yesterday at our nutrition class by one of our people. People can take our nutrition class that aren't members of the practice. And so those people aren't true believers sometime. They're learning about plant-based nutrition, but, you know, they still have their other foot in the other camp, so to speak. And I was given a magazine called Eating Well that was debunking veganism and the first in plant-based nutrition, and one of the first things that they said was the World Health Organization, you know, deeming beef or processed meat as a level one carcinogen was false, and that's not true at all. I brought that right up on my computer, and I'll intend to show the slides, but if you Google World Health Organization and processed meat, you'll see that it's a class one carcinogen. But I got this magazine, and the other thing that they looked at was, you know, it's like, well, we're not going to talk about the animal agriculture environmental aspects of eating animals. That, you know, we'll save that for another day. And that's a big thing. You know, it's not just being plant-based. It's actually being stewards of our environment, stewards of animals. You know, we as mothers take care of everything. So, you know, we're the ones that feed the dog and the cat. But, you know, when you think about it, we're also the ones that most likely are to bring up veganism as far as taking care of the animals. So, you know, that is a big role of being plant-based. You are helping to save animals, and particularly female cows, from a fate probably worse than death, and as well as the environment, and as well as helping to save the environment. So that was another thing in this magazine that was just biased from the front. But I will say that the magazine had a lot of interesting recipes in it and ideas. All you have to do is take the oil and the cheese out of these things, and you can, have a pretty good meal. And I would encourage people to do that. Find a recipe or something that you like and take the oil and the dairy out of it. Take the meat out of it. You can grill tofu or tempeh or add beans in place and do a really, really pretty meal. And this weekend, and most weekends, there are a time that to kind of think outside the box, do something a little bit different, take a little bit more time with presentation. So if you're looking to give the mother or woman in your life something special this weekend, how about going to the extra yard and making a nice dinner for them, plating it very nice, everybody that gets to enjoy it. And if everybody around the table's healthy, then mom's going to feel better as well. I said that I just came in from my 8-mile run this morning. I'm kind of on the reverse taper after the Mendocino Ultra, and I'm starting to get back into triathlon training. I was swimming yesterday. I'll swim twice a week, and I'll bike 2 or 3 times a week. I'm going to go for a bike ride tomorrow on Mother's Day. But my mother's also very active, and she's going to be 86 on Monday. Happy birthday, Alfreda Delaney. And she is actually on the golf course right now, getting her golf in after staying up well past midnight to watch the Golden State Warriors move on in the playoffs. So she's an avid basketball fan. She plays golf. She goes to yoga once a week, and she does Zumba. So at 86, she's very active, and she has been the matriarch of our family. She has always worked outside the home, really 2 jobs outside the home. When my dad was in business, she was his bookkeeper as well as a bookkeeper for an automobile agency. And we had a house and a cottage in the mountains, and she took care of both of those. She cooked all the meals for both of them, did all the grocery shopping. It was there was no cross training in the Delaney household. She did the women things, and my dad did the manly things. And we will have an episode on Father's Day, so stay tuned, guys, if you're turning the podcast off right now. But, she's always set an example. She played outside and played softball when I was small. She's snowmobiled. She's cross-country skied. So she's always been very, very active, and it showed. And obviously she's, plant-based now. And there's a lot of information that shows that, if you get outside and you exercise vigorously, you can turn back that aging clock. It doesn't have to be done with pharmaceuticals. And you, by exercising, you increase the mitochondria in your muscles. You process glucose better. You get rid of metabolic waste products better. And you're more likely to live without any joint pain, inflammation, and you won't age as quickly as the counterparts that are sedentary. So there's no age at which you should stop exercising and stop moving around. Most of your days should be moving instead of sitting. I'm not going to sit much longer at this podcast because it's going to be a short one. And I'll get on to going outside and working in the backyard garden in Florida this year with the rain, the weeds, and the grass grows very quickly. I still have tomatoes and peppers growing. We're starting to get a little bit of a flower garden going. Watching the fruit trees and the mangoes get a little bit bigger, and the papayas get a little bigger, and the guavas get a little bit bigger. So that's part of my weekend activity. I'll go ahead and give you a hint of what's going to be on our menu for tomorrow for Mother's Day. I am going to do a combination of fennel and beets, and I'm going to marinate them with thyme and a raspberry vinegar reduction. And I'm going to finish those on my little stovetop grill. I'm also going to do some asparagus, and I believe I'll do mashed potatoes and mushroom gravy. And probably do some sort of a lime tart if I can find limes. I'm not going to do a crust on the lime tart. I don't think so, or I'll do something very, very light because I do like to stay away from the nuts. For myself, they caused me a lot of gastroesophageal reflux, much too much acid. But, eating nuts in a pie and a lot, it also causes, it'll increase people's cholesterol because you get those plant fats and you turn them into cholesterol. So I try not to do too heavy on the nuts, and maybe a few for breakfast, but I keep my omega-3s more in the line of chia seeds and flax seeds in the morning and breakfast, and sources like kale and beans as a source of my omega-3s. Watermelons are starting to come into season, as well as blueberries down here in Florida. So again, this is my favorite time of the year. We start with blueberries and watermelons and papayas, and then mangoes come on season. And it's just a great time of the year to enjoy fruits and fruits as dessert. As far as training outside of swim, bike, and run, and doing a little weight training in our practice, Addie Meinrich, our registered dietitian, also has a degree in exercise phys, and she's been doing some workouts for our members. And so, back into some circuit training with weights, a lot of body weight early on, and get my weight training in going a couple times a week. So we're really fortunate to have her in the practice so that we can make sure that our members are getting two weight training exercises or two weight training sessions a week. We also offer yoga at our practice for stretching, relaxation, and balance. And it's been it's taken the community of our membership practice to another level. People have gotten out of their comfort zone to try something new by doing yoga. They've experienced benefits from breathing techniques, as well as balance and strength, and just the community from being around others, being present, having that little moment of quiet. So it has been a great, great addition to the practice. And I've also added, I'm doing an online course with Brian McKenzie, if you haven't. And we're going to have him on the podcast in a few weeks to look at how breathing can help you not only in everyday life, but in sport and in stressful situations. So I've been adding a morning breathing practice and trying to incorporate that into my running. Again, with moms being chief of everything, the stress level can be high, and people run on a high sympathetic tone, and over time that causes a lot of stress, increase flight hormones, it raises blood pressure. One of the mechanisms of high blood pressure is just an exaggerated response of the blood vessels to increased sympathetic tone. And so through breathing techniques, you can actually enter more into the parasympathetic world, the calming world. So decreasing that sympathetic tone will allow us to have more vasorelaxation. Breathing through your nose generates nitric oxide so that the blood vessels relax. And that's the way that we're starting to focus on the practice, as far as helping people to lower their blood pressure, as well as get the sodium and the fat out of their diet, get the inflammation out of their diet. But breathing is a great way to start this process off. I'm also looking at ways to extract more oxygen through my activities, so that you have to be more tolerant of carbon dioxide. So breathing through your nose and controlling your breath allows for this. So I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of gains I can get through this triathlon training season, incorporating the breath work into the work with weight training and swim, bike, and run. So if you have some time tomorrow and you have, give mom a moment of peace and relaxation, so perhaps she can get a little breath work in, a little peace, a little quiet, get that sympathetic tone out, go for a walk, enjoy and enjoy the day. I say that with a little smile on my face because I can still remember an episode when I was probably not that old, I'll say 6, 7, that I got in trouble on Mother's Day. And actually, it was back in the day when you didn't spare the rod. And I can remember, kind of going around the dining room table and getting into big trouble with my mother on Mother's Day. So I apologize, Alfreda, for being bad on Mother's Day. And I'll try to be better tomorrow. And hopefully I won't get in too much trouble with her tomorrow and stay out of trouble. But if you can make Mother's Day a calm day, I'm sure everybody would appreciate it. And at 56, I'll appreciate having a calm Mother's Day more than I did at 6. So I'm going to wrap this up and say happy Mother's Day to all the women out there, whatever your role is, as a leader of your household or a supporter or a caregiver in your household or in your environment. And I hope you have a good day. I hope you get some chance to relax and breathe a little bit, enjoy the outside, get some exercise, eat some really good, colorful plates of whole food. Plant-based, keep the oil out of there, and have a great day.